Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Got to stay focused, not lose our focus on the persecuted church, those that are Christians that are standing up for God, like Pastor Saeed right now. Listen to CBN News reports what they're doing to him as we speak. This is Pastor Saeed in Iran, who we just spoke about, and how our leaders are standing up for Iran, saying don't lift the sanctions. Listen.
An American pastor imprisoned in Iran is said to be facing life-threatening conditions after a recent prison transfer. The American Center for Law and Justice reports Saeed Abedini has been moved to Rajah Sher Shah prison, known to be even more dangerous than Evin prison, where he was being jailed. According to the ACLJ, Pastor Saeed is in a ward with men convicted for things like rape and murder. Family members tried to visit the pastor today, but were told he is not allowed to have visitors in this new prison. And for more information on how you can help push for Pastor Saeed's release, visit our website, cbnnews.com.
This is so important because of this is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
This is the arm of Jesus. This is the right ear of Jesus. This is whatever you did to the least of these of mine. Mm. Whatever you did to the least of these of mine, whatever you've done to the least of these of mine, you've done it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do not stand up for Pastor Saeed, if we do not stand up for him, and you can do that when you go to Jay Sekulow's ACLJ. Mm-hmm. And you can go to VFNTV.com and click on links. You'll actually see right there where you can stand up for Pastor Saeed, because it actually was Jay's son who stood up and said, listen, we've got to confront this. Mm-hmm. We've got to confront this. And they're actually representing, from my understanding, they're representing him in the context of this and saying, listen, we've got to do something about this. And if we sit quietly back while this whole storm is being brought around us, this vast army is being mm-hmm. brought around, just like we heard this Jewish German speak about, who has the newspaper called the Jewish Voice from Israel, from Germany. And the context of that is that this is what Lucifer would love to do, is to persecute American Christian That's Americans right. and Jews. And you have to understand, we have to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And if we don't stand up for Pastor Saeed today, we will be Pastor Saeed tomorrow.
That's right.
That's what it boils down to.
Believe that.
And one way to do that is the Voice of Martyrs, being able to stand up and go to the Voice of Martyrs, which we'll make that available also under links. But go to Operation Blessing, Christian Broadcasting Network. Go to CBN, go to American Center for Law and Justice, which is Jay Sekulow and his son. I'm sorry about not being able to bring up his son right now, but it's when you think about what's taking place right this very moment, we need to be able to stand up and say, you know what, we've got to intervene. And one way you can do that is call your congressman, call your senator, representative, senator, and to say, tell the president to stand up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be silent. And what's happening the whole time this is going on, they're creating other laws that are totally against God.
Yeah.
And one of those laws, this, and I don't have it in front of me, but remember the what the Lord spoke to us and what the Lord spoke to Jonathan in regards to what the times and the seasons mm-hmm. they were in, and how this whole thing is being fashioned against JJ, mm-hmm. you know, the Jews and Jesus. And the very same week, God began to speak to Brett Holderbaum up in Colorado. And showed him the very same thing. But the interesting thing that God showed Brett was that our Air Force was under attack.
Mm.
Our Air Force was under attack. And it's interesting, the same week that the Air Force removed God from their pledge, the same week that they said they wanted to remove God from their pledge, because it was a standard pledge that they would take
mm-hmm.
in regards that there's this is about us. This is the right. character of somebody in the Air Force, and it ends with, I believe, so help me God. And they won that. They totally, the week they removed it, God spoke to Brett, showing him that the very Air Force was under attack by some red aircraft.
Wow.
The very same week.
Wow.
This is like, you know, and the only reason, if you're not watching this or seeing this, the enemy's got you focused on darkness, got you focused on self, got you focused on stuff and things and not God. Mm-hmm. And you got to turn back to God. This is so obvious. This is so obvious that if you can't see it, you need to get saved. You need to turn to God. You need to realize you're in a place that you shouldn't be in. But this is the week that they removed God from their pledge, because it used to be mandatory. If you were going to be an Air Force, I believe officer, you had to take this pledge, and it's a character pledge, you know, person of character. And you probably can see it on the related articles. Wow. Then God shows a man of God, a prophet, shows Brett Holderbaum. All of a sudden, in the air was the American Air Force, and it was under attack now.
Wow.
It wasn't normally, because America's jets were normally coming after someone, or red jets were coming after our Air Force.
Mm.
By the way, simultaneously, while that was going on, while everybody's looking in the sky and watching what's happening, the church was being persecuted.
Wow.
While they were looking, everybody's looking at the right hand, the left hand was, okay, let's go get the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the same token, it was the U.S. Army that was actually targeting Christians as a hate group.
Well, they were saying, they were saying very specifically that your job is to defend the Constitution from enemies foreign. But they said, oh, by the way, here's a domestic enemy. It's called conservative Christians.
Mm.
And you can see more about that on the VFN Torch. But now here you go in the context of that. The same week they removed God. And at the same week God was sharing what was going to happen in the context of if we go to keep on going this direction, which we can turn at any moment, and get, is America under judgment? But you can get it right now. Just get it for an offering of any amount. Go to VFNTV.com. It's on the front page. Special offer. Go for it. Get it. That even in our schools, immediately they're going to begin to gather and round up Christians in the schools. You have to understand, you're light.
Mm.
You're light. And this is what the church has totally forgotten as the church is walking in the darkness, that Jesus came as the light of the world. And amidst all this darkness, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 3, he says, arise, shine, for your light has come. He says, the world is covered in darkness, and thick darkness is over mankind. But the light of the world, Jesus himself, left the splendors of heaven. Light himself left heaven and came upon in the midst of all this darkness to walk, to feel what it was like to walk in darkness without any darkness being on him or in him, to fill our infirmities. But then that light is the life of men. So when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that light, that life of God comes inside of you. And whether you like it or not, you are standing out. You are light in the midst of Lucifer's darkness, and you can't hide that light.
Mm-hmm.
You can deny it, but you cannot hide it. And so you got to make up your mind, am I going to be the light of the world? The thing about it is, the enemy's convinced you, if you shine your light, if you stand up and be the light of the world, if you just quit hiding who you are in God and stand up, that you're going to be persecuted. Let me tell you your future outside if you do not hide, if you do continue to hide.
Yeah.
Or not if you deny. I'm not talking about if you deny, it's over for you. I mean, unless you repent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about somebody who's hiding the light. You're terrified. You're scared to even bring up Jesus' name at the workplace, like that lawyer. You know, it's like all this secret stuff with God. And it's like, no, go back in there and tell them you know Jesus. And so what you're going to see is the very thing that you fear is going to come upon you.
Mm.
The thing you thought you were preventing by not bringing Jesus up. What happened is now Lucifer is totally, his darkness is beginning to take over and fill those voided areas. And by the way, he hates you, and he hates the Jews, and he hates all mankind because you're created in the image and the likeness of the one who cast them out of heaven. And so what you want to do is do what Jesus said. He said, be the light of the world. So understand this. Fall back in love. And we're going to make available to you soon. You can get it at the VFN TV store. Arise, shine, for your light has come. We are called to be children of the day. And no matter what, every time you show up, even if it's in a dark place, guess what? It just became day where you're at.
Mm.
And the only way that Lucifer can get rid of you and his followers is to take you and persecute you and do away with you and lock you up like Pastor Saeed.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Saeed is the light now in this prison. And I just believe right now that people are going to get saved in that prison in Iran because the light showed up just like Paul. But it's time. If we don't stand up now, if we don't stand up now, understand the very thing that you're fearing that's keeping you from standing up is going to come upon you, America. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.